Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Real Wealth, Make Money Work for You by Tyler Gardner is a personal finance and investing guide centered on financial education rather than product promotion. Gardner is presented as a former financial advisor, portfolio manager, and educator who moved away from the traditional advisory industry after concluding that it often prioritized commissions over clear instruction. The book addresses readers who want to understand money management without relying on opaque jargon or one-size-fits-all formulas. Its purpose is to help individuals define what wealth should accomplish in their own lives, understand the role of portfolios, and make steadier decisions during uncertain markets. Rather than treating wealth as a fixed number, the book frames it as the capacity to protect and grow money in alignment with personal priorities. Its tone and positioning place it in the practical personal finance category, with emphasis on accessibility, intentional planning, and reader confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, real wealth is defined by personal priorities rather than a universal target. A central idea of real wealth is that financial success should not be reduced to a single external benchmark, such as a specific net worth, retirement age, or lifestyle image. Gardner presents real wealth as a life built with intention, which shifts the discussion from accumulation alone to the purpose money is meant to serve. This distinction matters because many personal finance books imply that readers are moving toward the same destination, even when their obligations, values, risk tolerance, and desired flexibility differ widely. By asking readers to define priorities first, the book places financial decisions in context. Saving, investing, spending, and risk-taking become tools for supporting a chosen life rather than isolated acts of discipline. This approach also reduces the tendency to compare progress against someone else's formula. The practical implication is that a useful financial plan begins with clear priorities before asset allocation or product selection. Money is evaluated by whether it creates security, choice, and resilience for the reader's actual circumstances. Secondly, the book challenges commission-driven financial advice through plain education. Gardner's professional background shapes one of the book's most distinctive themes, the gap between financial advice and financial education. The available descriptions emphasize his frustration with an industry that often made money topics unnecessarily complicated and, in his view, too closely tied to commissions. Real Wealth responds by favoring explanation over gatekeeping. This is important because complexity can make ordinary investors defer decisions to professionals without understanding the incentives behind recommendations. The book's value is not that it rejects expertise, but that it encourages readers to become informed enough to ask better questions and recognize when advice may be shaped by sales structures. Plain language is treated as a financial tool in itself. If readers understand basic concepts, they can compare options more rationally, avoid being overwhelmed by terminology, and distinguish planning needs from product pitches. In this respect, the book fits the growing demand for transparent financial literacy while retaining a pragmatic focus on everyday decisions rather than abstract theory. Thirdly, portfolio understanding is presented as a foundation for confident decision-making. Real Wealth gives notable attention to helping readers understand their portfolios, not merely own investments. This distinction is significant because many people accumulate accounts, funds, or retirement products without knowing how those holdings work together. A portfolio is more than a list of assets. It reflects assumptions about time horizon, risk, liquidity needs, tax exposure, and expected growth. Gardner's emphasis on understanding the portfolio suggests that readers should be able to explain why they own what they own and how each part contributes to their goals. That kind of comprehension can prevent common mistakes, such as duplicating risk across similar funds, chasing recent performance, or holding investments that do not match future cash needs. The book appears to make portfolio literacy accessible rather than technical for its own sake. Its practical reasoning is that confidence comes less from predicting markets and more from knowing the structure and purpose of the plan. A reader who understands the portfolio is better prepared to adjust deliberately instead of reacting impulsively. Fourthly, market volatility is treated as a planning problem, not only an emotional test. Another key theme is learning to weather volatile markets. Many financial guides discuss volatility as a psychological challenge, urging patience when prices fall. Real Wealth appears to connect that emotional discipline with preparation and portfolio design. This matters because calm behavior is easier when a reader understands why a portfolio was built a certain way and how short-term market movement relates to long-term objectives. Volatility becomes less mysterious when framed as a recurring feature of investing, rather than an exception that invalidates the plan. Gardner's approach seems intended to help readers avoid reactive choices, such as selling during downturns or abandoning a strategy because of temporary uncertainty. The deeper lesson is that market resilience is created before turbulence arrives. clear priorities, appropriate risk levels, diversification, and realistic expectations all make it easier to stay oriented during stress. By presenting volatility as something to navigate rather than fear, the book gives practical weight to the idea of making money work for the reader over time. Lastly, the guidance is designed for different asset levels without changing the core process. The book is positioned for readers with very different financial starting points. From modest savings to substantial assets, that broad range is meaningful because Gardner's framework does not appear to depend on a narrow profile of the ideal investor. Instead, it emphasizes a repeatable process to find priorities, understand current resources, protect against avoidable mistakes, and make investment choices that fit the desired life. The specific tools may differ for someone starting with a small emergency fund compared with someone managing millions, but the decision logic remains similar. Both groups need clarity, risk awareness, and a way to judge whether money is supporting their goals. This makes the book accessible without reducing personal finance to generic budgeting advice. It also avoids treating wealth as a finish line available only to high earners. The practical implication is that financial agency can begin before someone feels wealthy. By focusing on confidence, flexibility, and understanding, the book argues that the quality of financial decisions matters at every asset level. In conclusion, Real Wealth is best suited for readers who want practical financial education without the density or sales orientation often associated with investing advice. It should appeal to people who feel capable in other areas of life but uncertain about portfolios, market swings, advisory incentives, or the relationship between money and personal goals. New investors may benefit from its plain language and priority-first framing, while more established readers may find value in re-examining whether their assets are actually organized around the life they want. The practical benefit is greater confidence in asking questions, evaluating advice, and understanding why a financial plan is structured a certain way. The intellectual benefit is a clearer distinction between wealth as accumulation and wealth as intentional flexibility, compared with many personal finance books. Its differentiator is Gardner's combination of advisory experience, educational emphasis, and explicit critique of commission-driven complexity. It is not positioned as a technical manual for advanced investors or a narrow budgeting program. Its strength lies in translating core investing and planning concepts into a framework that readers can use to think more independently. In a crowded category, it stands out by making financial literacy the center of wealth building, rather than presenting it as a preliminary step before buying products or following rigid formulas. If you would like to support Tyler Gardner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.